Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
With the meeting in Singapore between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, we have tossed around the idea of, is there a sports equivalent of that summit that you would like to see as a sports fan? 615-737-1045, our number. Already some great ones pouring in on Twitter, at Midday180. You can chime in there. And also give us a call. We're about to go rapid-fire phones. I have several examples that immediately just popped in my mind last night. But, Chad, if you'd like to lead us off, feel free.
Well, I mean, you know, thinking about Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, I started immediately thinking about enemies of Donald Trump that I'd like to see a summit with. Rosie O'Donnell would be great with Donald Trump. Oprah Winfrey, Donald Trump would be another good one if we're going along the lines of the president and who he should be with.
I thought of a couple for him as well.
And televised, and just thinking about that. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend would be another good one with Donald Trump. But I'm going to go with Donald Trump and someone else, or a group of people, the Philadelphia Eagles. I would love to see a meeting now with everything that's gone on with the Philadelphia Eagles and Donald Trump in an actual summit where they have a conversation and it's televised. I'd like to see how that would go.
I went one step further. I would want to see Trump and Goodell.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Trump and Goodell and the summit at the top of the sports world. That would be it. Straight sports, I thought of Jordan and LeBron in a room together, discussing the greatness of both.
That's a good one.
And debating who's better.
You know, I thought about, and I'm going with more than just two people on this.
Sure.
But talking about greatness, LeBron and Jordan would be a great one to watch. What about just the best quarterbacks of the last 20 years? If you could get Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre with their relationship, Drew Brees in a round table discussion.
Favre Rodgers would be great.
But I would love to hear Favre and Rodgers off the cuff talking about their rocky relationship, and then hearing Tom Brady and Peyton Manning chiming in on how they dealt with backup quarterbacks, on their observations from afar of what they were thinking when that was going on. And how great would some of that? I think you could just limit it to those four. Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
Brett Favre was one that immediately came to mind for me, but I was thinking Brett Favre and Ted Thompson.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That would be intriguing. And also in the NFL, I don't know what you're going to get out of Belichick, but Belichick and Mangini, I would like to see those two sit down.
Oh, that's
a
great one. I didn't think of that. I would love
exactly
to see
what
that
comes out of that.
I don't think they've talked.
I don't
since
think they
he
have
left
either. No.
And if they have, it's been
I don't think they've talked since they left. I mean, whatever the meeting was, pregame or whatever, when the Jets were playing the Patriots or whatever. I mean, but that doesn't count as a discussion, does it?
Well, wasn't Mangini involved some way with the Spygate stuff?
Yes. Yeah, he was basically the guy.
So it's been there. It's been
that
since
far
then.
Back. Well, I mean, I came up with one for just about every sport.
Well, let's hear some other ones and then chime in with some of the other sports when you hear another sport that's out there. Because the top one, I would love to see Mangini and Belichick.
I would pay to see all of these.
The Parcells Belichick was great. You know, the 30 for 30. Watch that on the flight back from the Super Bowl, actually, when it came back.
Yeah, and there was an uncomfortable vibe there. They didn't like sitting next to each other.
No,
you could tell.
But they
played along with it.
That's one. We're talking about studying body language and reaction. They were kind of looking away when the other guy would talk, and they weren't really making eye contact. It was very uncomfortable.
615-737-1045, our number, to the phones. And we go to Luke. Luke, welcome.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
Hey, I wanted to call in, and I thought Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield would be a good one. And while I was on hold, I thought of another one. I'd like to see all the managers of the Yankees get together and talk about their dealings with Steinbrenner and debate who had the best Yankees team. I'll hang up and listen.
That's a really good one. I wouldn't even care about...
That's a good 30 for 30.
I mean, I'd like to hear them share stories about their great teams they were a part of. I wouldn't care about a debate about the best Yankees teams. I would just love to hear Steinbrenner stories. What was your response to this? How did you handle this situation? If you could just get guys to let their guard down, I mean, I don't know that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are ever really going to let their guard down in this summit, truly. But if you could get that sports summit where they actually were honest with each other and told the real stories, how amazing it would be to be a fly on the wall for that.
615-737-1045, our number.
A few phone lines open if you want to jump in. A sports summit you'd want to see. This is inspired by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. 615-737-1045, 737-1045. We had a great one on Twitter. I'm trying to find it. I think it was Jordan Haislip on Twitter who said they would love to see, when Pat Summitt was alive, Pat Summitt, Gino Auriemma.
That is a great example. That is the perfect example of what we're looking for.
Do you think Pat Summitt would have, like, coached Gino Auriemma? Like, I feel like in that setting, she was so angry with him for so many reasons, she would have treated him like a player. Like, almost like, you're less than I am. And just how that would have gone over with someone like Gino Auriemma. Or could she have gone into it completely as you're my equal? That would have been fascinating to watch.
Must see.
Because the anger was all on Pat Summitt's side. She was angry with him, right? She stopped the series because of things going on with Gino Auriemma. That's been documented over the years. But Gino Auriemma just shut it down because he knew Pat Summitt was angry with him. So how would that go? I don't think Gino Auriemma hated Pat Summitt or was angry with her. He just knew he couldn't talk to her because she shut down the relationship.
Tony on Twitter says Steve Bartman and Moises Alou for Sports Summit. Caleb on Twitter, at Midday 180 is where you can chime in. Pete Rose and Major League Baseball.
That's a broad. Rob Manfred, I guess he's saying.
Thomas says Paul Koharski and Jason Lockenfora.
That is a summit I'd pay to watch.
We may get to see that in person. I just hope it's on air.
Well, three years ago, we had him on the show.
Yeah, at the Combine.
And then after that, things got worse between Paul and Lockenfora, and he just yelled at him while we were on air.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he passed in the room, the next room we're at. And then this past year, I don't think we ever saw him.
Yeah, I never saw him this past year.
We had the Rothstein, the guy from ESPN Detroit.
There was a
mini summit there. Paul going down the escalator, he's going up. That was interesting.
615-737-1045, our number. The sports summit you want to see happen. President Trump, Kim Jong-un, just a crazy scene. I was glued to it. I'm sure some of you were up late last night doing the same. Philip Noel from Titans Radio, he and I were texting last night. He's on the East Coast doing some work, and he's texting me. It's like 2 a.m. his time, 1 a.m. his time, and we are glued to this meeting and the small amount of video clips that are coming out on CNN at the time, trying to figure out what he said and what wasn't said, and translators. I don't know. I couldn't turn away. Maybe you're the same way, but it made me think, what's the sports equivalent of this? What do you want to see? What sports summit do you need to see? A lot of great answers on Twitter at Midday 180. John Curry and VFL Twitter is one.
Oh, that would be so good. What about Greg Schiano and VFL Twitter? John Curry, Greg Schiano. So many possibilities.
Yes. Jeff Fisher, Vince Young from Gary. And we heard that from several people. That's a great answer because there's still some dislike there. Quite a bit of it. The members of the fight with the Malice in the Palace is one that was mentioned.
I'm trying to think, outside of Ron Artest, who was the chief culprit and the fan who threw the beer? How did it start? I forget how it started with Ron Artest in the fight with the other team.
I don't know. All I remember is Ron Artest going into the crowd.
Was Rasheed Wallace a big part of this?
Probably.
Yeah.
Even
Rasheed Wallace, who led the NBA in technical fouls for like 7 years in a row, I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb and say he was involved.
Several people on Twitter have picked up on a recent one that I would like to see, Charles Barkley and Draymond Green.
Oh, well, see, I'm disappointed in that because after the Warriors won the championship on NBA TV, guess who was sitting right next to Charles Barkley and they're nudging each other with elbows, joking around? Draymond
Seriously?
Green. Yes. Yep. It was very anticlimactic.
It's like a pro wrestling type thing.
So I flip over, Draymond Green is courtside, and I know Barkley's on the broadcast, but they're just showing Draymond on the screen. I'm thinking, okay, did he take Barkley's seat? Like, did they take Barkley off the set for this? No. Barkley's sitting right next to him, and they're laughing it up.
What about Kevin Byard and Deion Sanders?
That's a great one.
Or Kevin Byard and Deion Sanders Jr.
Well, they just meet.
Maybe all three.
615-737-1045, our number. Wes in Franklin with a great one. Let's go to him. Wes, thanks for calling.
Well, I think I might have changed my mind while I was on hold, so I got a close runner-up.
All right, say both of them.
I'm going to go with, on the John Curry theme, I'm going to go with Stan Walken and Paul Twitter. You know, maybe get him in with a room full of, you know, we'll get try to bribe Dan with some stuffed emojis, smiley face emojis, you know, kind of warm him up a little bit.
Yep.
Since that was his communication method of choice with the guy he was doing PR for. And my runner-up would be Aaron Andrews and Chad Withrow.
Oh, yes.
He still owes you an apology.
Yes. Yes.
Chad's still bitter about that, too.
No, I don't. I really am not. I think it's a hilarious story. I'm glad that it happened in hindsight because it's led to so much great fodder for the show. I would love to, like, just recount the night from both perspectives that led to that moment where Aaron Andrews turned to me and said, "Who the bleep are you?" Like, what was her perspective?
My question to her is, where the bleep is she right now? Like, I don't see her on anything anymore.
Yeah, Aaron, you can find me right here on 104.5 The Zone every day at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know where to find me. Call in whenever you want.
Phil Williams says Paul Kuharsky and Hope Hines as his sports summit.
We've had that summit on the show.
Yes, we have. We need to have that again. We might as well. It's been a while. New listeners have joined us.
I would love to have just a dramatic retelling of every incident Paul Kuharsky's been in. Like have a revolving door once a week, a one-hour retrospective of someone Paul's gotten into it with. Wouldn't that be great?
I wish we could do that.
Starting with Jason Lockenfora.
Vince Young and his financial planner is a great one on Twitter as well. The one that I'm curious about, because I've just never seen the two speak, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. Have they been on camera together? Have they had the sit down?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I can't recall that last. I was thinking about that last night. I can't recall them being in the same room on camera together discussing careers. That needs to happen.
Surely they can do something.
If it has happened, I need to see it. 615-737-1045. Corey is next up. Hey, Corey.
Hey, guys. So I think I initially didn't quite understand the concept of this, but I want to change my answer from what I initially told Reed. I think I would like to see a summit between Vince McMahon and Ted Turner over the Monday Night Wars and everything. But also, I want to see a summit between Withrow and not Andy Ludwig.
Yeah. Yeah, bring that. Well, if you can whoever trace him down, I mean, the guy works for the CIA. He can't give us a name.
Corey, for all we know, you're him.
You got me. I'm Andy Ludwig.
Corey, think about this. This will blow your mind. This is all set up about the summit between Trump and Kim Jong-un. This was basically played out by a former member of the NWO and Dennis Rodman and the WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump. They backed down the world's shortest, biggest tyrant.
Lord.
I was reading last night, he has ordered the execution of over 350 people, including a general who fell asleep in a meeting. Kim Jong-un.
Wow.
Can you imagine waking up and having that decree? Hey, man, you're going to die now.
Sorry you had a rough night last night at home and you slept in today's meeting. Some people here at this station getting executed.
Wake up in there, Reed.
If Kim Jong-un...
No more job shadowing in here.
If Kim Jong-un ran this station, heads would roll, literally, down the hallway of Cumulus Broadcasting.
Ricky is next. What's up, Ricky?
Yeah, one that I was thinking about would be Bobby Knight, the University of Indiana.
I mean, was it Miles Brand? Was that the guy that fired him, right? Yeah, it'll never happen. Maybe the most stubborn person in the history of sports is Bobby Knight. That ain't going to happen. It'd be a good one, though.
Dustin is next with a Tennessee theme here. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We are great. How about you?
Well, doing well. My choice was Philip Fulmer and Johnny Majors, just because I've never seen them together since their little spat in the 90s.
So they had a reunion of teams from the past, and they met at the Tennessee Theater. But I don't know if they really spoke.
But didn't they also see each other within the last few years at the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame?
I feel like, though, they didn't really address each other.
Okay.
Like, they were there in the same room. It was sort of like roundtable discussion with different coaches and players. But I don't know that they really spoke to each other. That would be a great one.
Sam is next. What's up, Sam? Hey, Sam.
Taken care of.
What's up?
So, John Bondlack and Fora and Paul Kuharski.
This is the summit that needs to happen.
Can we make that happen?
I can be with Aaron Andrews first, and then the nightcap can be Jason Lock and Fora and Paul Kuharski.
I can promise you this. If we are at a big event, which we will be at multiple coming up, we'll have Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'll have the Super Bowl, as always, the NFL Combine. If we are in a setting where we can have Jason Lock and Fora on in person, we will have this summit for you right here on the show. That we will request it to happen. I can't say Jason Lock and Fora will actually join us.
It's going to be really uncomfortable, I feel like. I'm okay with it because it will be great radio.
It will be must-listen.
But it'll be really uncomfortable.
I'm reading through some of these great examples of the sports summits that we'd like to see on Twitter. At Midday 180 is where you can chime in. Someone says Chad and the Vanderbilt Whistlers. I mean, it's Vanderbilt Whistlers versus everyone.
Do we think these guys intellectually could hold their own in that sort of summit? Or would that just be a knockout?
Of course they would.
Right,
they're away. Vanderbilt grads, right?
Of course, yeah.
They're all Vandy fans graduated from there, Chad.
I'm sure. Maybe a bit of a sidewalk alum. I would welcome that. Well, someone that's either, I think, related to one of the Vandy Whistlers is like, you should book them on your show. And I'm thinking, no, we're not going to book them on our show. If they want to call in and DYW, defend your whistling, they can do that whenever the hell they want. They can call into this show. We'll talk about it. But no, we're not booking them on our show. We're going to go through their agent. The Vandy Whistlers have a publicist we need to contact first.
They are free for the remainder of the College World Series, so.
Oh, speaking of the, now I'm going to go off on a side tangent. Andy Ludwig, who's a complete loser, by the way, just complete total loser, who will not give us his actual name. He tweeted something about, oh, you know, Rocky Top and the Woo is annoying, but you guys won't talk about that, but you talk about a Whistler. Look, buddy. If you don't get the difference between two guys incessantly whistling throughout a game, bringing attention to themselves, and 100,000 people singing a fight song, the school's fight song. We're not talking about the Vandy fight song. If you can't tell the difference between the two, there's no help for you. None.
Mike, I agree with you.
And I'm sure he's listening right now, just like all of the Vandy people who reportedly don't listen to our show, that are listening to every second of our show.
They constantly tweet us.
Because they constantly tweet us and report back with every word we say. I'm sure I'll be hearing back from him at some point.
Mike on Twitter says Malcolm Butler and Bill Belichick as his sports summit. That's one I would pay to see as well.
There's a lot of other guys I'd like to see with a summit with Bill Belichick, though, and not ahead of Malcolm Butler.
Who would be there?
A lot of other guys.
Dennis says PK and the Bouncer at Acme. Blaze, I believe was his name.
But he was cool the next day, right?
He was fun.
I think you're confusing him with an American Gladiator.
No, he went by Blaze.
What about that Blaze, the American Gladiator, was
because Chad awesome and I, to set the scene, Reed, Chad and I were calling the OVC tournament game that night. Paul went to, was that the night that you and Lindsay met? Okay, the same night. So they're at the suite at a, is it a Preds game?
Yep.
Okay.
Preds and Devils.
We then meet downtown on Broadway after the two events. And as we're going to meet at Acme, Chad and I are in separate cars, and we learn that Paul has already been kicked out of Acme before he actually made his entrance into Acme. So we're going to a different place. Chad goes there to meet up with the crew. I immediately take off for Acme to find out what happened from the bouncer's point of view. And it made it, unfortunately, Blaze didn't wake up in time to the next day to join our show. But
it was a long night at Acme. It was a big, what was that, like a Thursday night?
Yes,
like Thursday night at Acme.
March the 3rd.
Thursday's new Friday. To the phones, we go to Mike next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Hey, I actually thought of Jack and Tiger before you mentioned it.
Okay, so have you seen them? I'm not even saying that they hate each other. I just haven't seen them on camera together. Have you?
Just like when Tiger's won the memorial and, you know, Jack comes and shakes hands and this little chit-chat thing. And I think here's the reason why, is that at least publicly, Tiger has said through his whole career that the benchmark is 18 majors. And so I think that is why he's held to that through the whole thing. Even though internally Tiger may think he's a better player than Jack, that he, through his whole career, publicly said 18 majors. So if they're comparing careers, there would be that hanging over him. So I don't think you'll see them sit down until Tiger's done playing. That's just my opinion.
There is some tension there.
I don't know if there's tension. I just don't know if, you know, you have a guy like Tiger Woods that wants to sit down, and he said the whole time that, you know, Jack's majors is the benchmark, and that's, you know, when I'll be greater than him, to have him sit down with Jack Nicklaus and say, well, yeah, you're still better.
Well, I hate to break the Tiger. He's not going to get there. So now would be the time to go ahead and meet with him.
I don't think he is either, although I do think Tiger is way more likable now than he's ever been. I actually have never been a Tiger fan. I'm pulling for Phil this week because I want him to get his career slam. But
yeah, Mike, I mean, to just chime in there, you mentioned Phil Mickelson. That would be a great sports summit a couple of years ago, Phil and Tiger. But, now they're having practice rounds in Augusta together.
Absolutely. How about Phil and Payne Stewart if Payne was still around?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Now, let me tell you the ones I did come up with originally, and then I'll let somebody else talk. A three-way summit, Roger Maris, Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron. And then how about Pete Rose and Ichiro? Ichiro, if you include his Japanese major league hits, actually he thinks he's the hit. You know, he has more hits professionally than Pete. I grew up going to Riverfront Stadium watching the Reds when Pete was player manager. I think that'd be an interesting conversation as well.
All great ones, Mike. Thank you.
Barry Bonds came to me, but I want to see Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent.
They had the bad blood, right?
Yes.
I would want to know, Barry Bonds doesn't strike me as a guy who would ever let his guard down and be completely honest.
Why do you say that?
Does he strike
you someone who doesn't tell the truth or something?
Well, it's not even that. Like, there are guys, everyone lies, but there are guys who lie a lot that could still, not necessarily be honest, but be forthright and tell actual stories. Barry Bonds seems like a product on a shelf. That's the way he handles himself. Like, he's never going to truly let his guard down and just be off the cuff. Don't know if we'd ever see that from him.
Okay, the one I said was off the beaten path is on the board here. So I'm going to Tyler next. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So you already know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I immediately thought of this last night, but go right ahead because I think it's a great example that not a lot of people think about anymore.
Well, just to revisit just a classic rivalry that kind of went away pretty quick. No one remembers it, man. Jay Cutler and Phillip Rivers would be great, brother.
They hated each other.
Yes.
I know.
They still do. I mean, there's been no reconciliation from what I can tell.
Do you remember that opening Monday night game with the call and they're on the sidelines just ragging
chirping,
each other the whole time?
Oh, and it was really more Rivers than Cutler, but Rivers was like walking off the field barking at him the whole time.
I mean, it was almost like a UFC promo style event where, I mean, Cutler would go on sports shows and be asked about Rivers And instead of saying just like no comment or at least faking that he liked the guy, he would just straight up admit like, yeah, I don't really care for him at all. I don't like his personality. Jay Cutler's ripping on someone's personality. Think about
that's
that.
That's true.
That's great. All right, man, y'all take it easy.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler.
That's a really good one. Jay Cutler and Phillip Rivers.
My out-of-the-box one was P.K. Subban and the hockey establishment.
That's awesome.
Vis-a-vis Montreal Canadiens
I can't remember his name. The teammate in Montreal years ago that he clashed with. Maybe it's more than one. Yeah, but
to hear the organization talk, it was every teammate.
Let's go to TJ next. Hey, TJ.
What's up, fellas? Man, was Mike Ditka and Walter Payton.
Did they feud?
Yeah, he was mad because he didn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He was mad because he didn't let him score a touchdown. He let him
refrigerator
before him. And that's Ben Wallace around our test, Steven Jackson. Not Steve Wallace in it.
Oh, yeah. Steven Jackson. Thanks. Yes, thank you.
We've now gone into like fantasy summits to see with people that are dead.
Which is fine. I mean, that's the intrigue of some of the ones that are...
We didn't form any stipulations.
Some of the older figures that we've mentioned. Let's make those happen, TV. Let's get them in a room.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron.
Let's make Nicholas and Tiger happen quick here.
Yeah.
Please.